Good luck is yours.
In a world first, GovMint.com is releasing magnificent 1 ounce pure silver angel coins at an historic low and surprisingly affordable price. These dazzling silver angel coins are only available on a first come, first served basis, so call immediately 1-800-600-0438. These 2014 angels are legal tender and 1 ounce of pure silver. Minted in London, England, they magnificently depict St. Michael slaying a fire breathing dragon with Queen Elizabeth on the reverse. Lock in your historic low price 1-800-600-0438. 1-800-600-0438.
Did you know that computers, phones, or tablets can strain your eyes? Think about getting a yearly eye exam. Find an eye doctor at thinkaboutyoureyes.com.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6:30 till 9 for Mizzou Monday, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Mixed Fusions by Nicki Minaj. Premium imported Moscato infused with natural fruit juices. Naturally sweet, sparkling, and refreshingly carbonated. Mixed Fusions by Nicki Minaj and the Big 550 KTRS.
Hello, Franco Pinion. Hola, me llamo Franco. That's Spanish because I'm in Mexico right now. I'd like to share an email with you from a listener. It's a typical Schaefer email, Schaefer Auto Body. Here's what it says. Dear Frank, I'm currently sitting in the waiting room of Schaefer Auto Body waiting on my truck. Unfortunately, it was broken into last weekend. When I looked on my insurance page for authorized repair centers, I noticed Schaefer was listed. My original instinct was to go to the dealership, as the truck isn't that old. Boy, am I glad it didn't. It took less than a day and a half to fix this truck, from scheduling to dropping it off and picking it up. Had a broken window, broken turn signal, other minor damage. They repaired everything to new and detail the truck. I was amazed at the kindness and professionalism of Krista at the front desk. She was knowledgeable and I always knew the status of the vehicle. They arranged the rental car, dealt directly with the insurance company. All I had to do was pay the deductible. I am amazed at the quality, speed, and professionalism of this team. They made an inconvenient situation much more tolerable. They are a repair center you can trust. Van, thank you for the email. And it is typical of all the emails I get about Schaefer. You have an accident? You need to get it put back the way it was? Here's the name, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. 7 locations, Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
It is the vacation edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. That's because Frank and Ian and Dan and Mike Evans are all on vacation this week. The first three are in Mexico, as Frank just mentioned there, and Mike is on vacation in Hawaii this week, so he won't be with us, but later on Kate Meehan will join me. But while they're away, I'm Paul Harris, and I get to play. And you get to play as well if you'd like to take a shot at the Harris Challenge. The only thing that disqualifies you is if you've played in the last 30 days. But if you haven't and you'd like to play right now, the phone lines are open. 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 1-888-550-KTRS. And it's a free call on your cell phone if you hit star KTRS. That'll get you right in here as well. After the challenge today, as I mentioned, Kate Meehan will fill in for Mike Evans, and I also have a new batch of knuckleheads in the news that I will share with you all coming up in this hour. But now let's play our Harris Challenge with our first contestant, and that's you, Ryan.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain. This could be your chance to get big endorsement money if you were smart enough to work out an endorsement deal beforehand. If not, you can use it to say hello to the family. I will tell you something I have to repeat all the time, and that is, if you're going to mention your kid's name, if you're going to mention your kids, say their name. They love to hear it on the radio. Or, if you wanted to, you could also suck up to the boss. We've had people get promotions because they mention their boss's name on the radio here and use their 5 seconds wisely like that. So what are you going to do with it, Ryan?
Well, I didn't think about this soon enough, so I don't have any endorsements. But how about we just tell everybody to keep right, except to pass? And traffic will move a lot better.
Okay. a public service message from Ryan, the Harris Challenge contestant. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where the questions and categories have been spinning around digitally all week long, and here they come spilling out. You tell me which of these three categories you'd like to start with, Ryan. We have grab your instrument, it's time for music class, or sports milestones, or animals aplenty.
Sports milestone.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. We're going to start you with a one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. You can pass on any question you like and come back and finish it later as long as you have time before the buzzer sounds at the one-minute mark. That's when I will tally up your points. And if you get seven or less, you'll be punished. But if you get eight or more, you'll be rewarded with a prize chosen especially for you by this guy, the prize man, who normally would have a jingle here. But as I mentioned, we're on vacation relief week. So here filling in for the prize man is substitute prize guy Frank Ladd.
That's right, Paul. You have a choice, if you win, of one dozen donuts from Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
With two locations in Florissant and Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Or Werenberg movie passes to see Endless Love.
Werenberg.
Or the Lego movie.
Now, you get either of those if you get 8 points or more, but if you get all the questions right, that's 15 points. We call it a clean sweep, and you get both prizes. That's a package with a value of well over
$1 million.
Ryan, your category is sports milestones. The clock is ready at 60 seconds. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What team did O.J. Simpson play for when he became the first NFL running back to rush for 2,000 yards in a season?
Buffalo Bills.
Correct. Which NHL franchise was Maurice Richard with when he became the first player to score 50 goals in 50 games?
Was it the Canadiens?
Correct. Who was the first major leaguer to hit 60 home runs in a single season?
Roger Maris.
Babe Ruth. Who was the first Olympian to score a perfect 10 in a gymnastics event?
Bruce Jenner.
Nadia Comaneci.
That's right.
Which team did Maury Wills play for when he became the first to steal more than 100 bases in a season in 1962?
The Brooklyn Dodgers or the Los Angeles Dodgers.
The correct answer is the Los Angeles Dodgers, and I'm going to give it to you. Ryan, you got the one, you got the two, you got the five. You just squeaked by with 8 points, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
All right.
Hang on. Frank will tell you how you get your prizes, and we will move on to our second contestant. Hello, Mike.
How you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
All I got is coming out to the Moolah Shriner Circus March 20th through the 23rd at the Family Arena in St. Charles.
All right.
All I got.
Okay, that's good. We have grab your instrument, it's time for music class, animals aplenty, or our new third category, Pulitzer Prize-winning theater.
Let's do animals aplenty.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Mike, let's play the Harris Challenge. What word describes a cold-blooded animal that can live both on land and in the water?
Reptile.
Amphibian. What is the fastest land animal?
Pass.
What is a baby goose called?
Gosling.
Correct. If someone points at an animal and says, look at that vixen, are they talking about a wolf, a fox, or a whale?
A fox.
Correct, a female fox. What kind of bird has been clocked flying over 200 miles an hour? A bald eagle, a peregrine falcon, or a sparrow hawk?
Sparrow hawk.
Peregrine falcon. Back to the two-pointer. What is the fastest land animal?
Cheetah.
The cheetah has been clocked at over 70 miles an hour and pulled over on the Page Avenue extension and given a ticket. You got the two, you got the three, you got the four. That is 9 points, Mike, and you're a winner as well.
All right, cool. Thank you.
Nicely done. Stand by. Frank will get your information and tell you how you get your prizes. Here's contestant number three. Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
For quality Union screen printing, go to wascoscreenprinting.com.
That's a good commercial endorsement right there. All right, here are the categories up on the board. Grab your instrument. It's time for music class. Pulitzer Prize-winning theater, or our new third category, who, what, where?
I think we'll try music class.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Alex. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which tempo is faster, allegro or adagio?
Allegro.
Correct. Which vocal range is higher, tenor or baritone?
Tenor.
Correct. What orchestral job did Leonard Bernstein and Arthur Fiedler become famous for?
Pass.
What woodwind instrument is nicknamed the licorice stick?
Clarinet.
Clarinet is right. How many white keys are there on a regular piano?
Pass.
Back to the three-pointer. What orchestral job did Leonard Bernstein and Arthur Fiedler become famous for?
Oh, shoot. Pass.
How many white keys are there on a regular piano?
I'm just going to throw a stab at it, 96.
Of the 88 keys on the piano, there are not 96 white ones. There are 52 white keys and 36 black. And Bernstein and Fiedler were both conductors. So let's see how you did here. You got the one, you got the two, you got the four. Oh, that's only 7 points, Alex, and that means I am going to have to punish you.
Great.
We got the news about a week and a half ago that the man who will forever be known as Mr. Spock has come down with something called COPD. He blames it on his years of smoking cigarettes. It's a terrible lung disorder along the lines of emphysema and other lung diseases. So when we heard that news from Leonard Nimoy, I said, okay, well, we're going to have to bring Leonard back with respect for the punishment music today. And here he is to punish you, Alex.
I left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day, and I never lost 1 minute of sleeping, worrying about the way things might happen.
There comes your chorus now.
Big wheel, keep on turning. Proud Mary, keep on burning.
I'll say having professional musicians behind him did make it sound a little bit better, didn't it?
I was going to say, I think that's some of the best punishment music I've heard in a while.
You're a sick man, Alex. Have a great night. Thanks for playing.
You too. Thank you.
Here comes contestant number four. Hello, Ed.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, I don't want to talk about me. I want to talk about the U.S. Olympics hockey team. I thought they were great last week. They made my week, and I think everybody else is
and
too.
Still in it, going for the gold.
Yes, they are.
Now that the Russians are out, but I think we may end up with a USA-Canada game. Last time they played, that was the highest-rated Olympic hockey game of all time, even more than the Miracle on Ice in 1980. Let's see what we've got here, Ed, for you to choose from. Pulitzer Prize-winning theater or Who, What, Where?
How about Who, What, Where, Paul?
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what city did Mike Tyson bite Evander Holyfield's ear during a boxing match in 1999?
Pass.
Which war was ended with the signing of the Treaty of Versailles?
World War I.
Correct. Who was the first American woman in space?
Pass.
For 2 points each, name the two Indian tribes that wiped out Custer and his men at Little Bighorn in 1876.
The two tribes?
Yeah.
Sioux and Dakota?
Cheyenne. What's the name of the South Carolina military school that voted in 1996 to begin admitting women for the first time in 153 years?
Citadel.
Correct. What's that city where Tyson bit Holyfield?
Las Vegas.
Right before the buzzer, you got Las Vegas, and you are correct. The first American woman in space was Dr. Sally Ride, and the two Indian tribes were the Sioux and the Cheyenne. You got the Sioux right. So let's see. You got five. You got seven. You got 10 points there, Ed. Nicely done.
Cool.
Yeah, congratulations, and you're a winner, and that leaves us with our final contestant. Hello, Mike.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'm a student teacher currently at St. Joseph's Academy, so it's a great school.
Looking to go into the teaching profession?
Yes, I am.
What grade do you want to teach?
I'm teaching high school, so it's 9 through 12.
All right. I take my hat off to you. We need good teachers to keep a great tradition of education going in this country. I hope you get the job that you want, and I hope it leads to a great long career for you.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Now, let's see how you can do with our pop quiz.
All right.
This category is Pulitzer Prize-winning theater. Mike, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Arthur Miller play revolved around the Lohman family?
Glass Menagerie.
Death of a Salesman. What 1976 musical was conceived by Michael Bennett from stories he heard from dancers in Broadway shows?
The Producers.
A Chorus Line. Which longtime Broadway favorite won his first Pulitzer for a show called Lost in Yonkers?
Pass.
For 2 points each, which two plays did Tennessee Williams win Pulitzers for?
A Streetcar Named Desire.
Yep.
And, oh boy.
You can pass if you want.
Pass.
Which David Mamet play became a movie starring Jack Lemmon and Al Pacino as real estate salesmen?
Oh. It's not
what?
Like that. Yeah.
No, it was Glengarry Glen Ross.
I know absolutely nothing about theater. I'm glad I'm not teaching that.
I think we all are. The other Tennessee Williams play was Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, and it was Neil Simon who got his first Pulitzer for Lost in Yonkers. So all you got was 2 points for A Streetcar Named Desire, Mike, and that means I'm going to have to punish you as well. So let's return now to Mr. Spock.
I cleaned a lot of plates in Memphis. I pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans. But I never saw the good side of the city until I hitched a ride on the Riverboat Queen. The wheel keep on turning. Proud Mary keep on burning.
The most amazing thing to me about that is that there were no backup singers to help him out. What were you going to say, Mike?
Oh, I just said thank you.
You're very welcome. Good luck with the career. Thanks for playing the Harris Challenge.
All right, thank you.
We do it every day this week at 5:15, normally just on Fridays, but since I'm here, the challenge is here. Every day right around 5:15, you'll get a shot at playing tomorrow here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com. In the next half hour, Kate Meehan has some showbiz gossipy kind of stuff, including a story about a real housewife from Atlanta. I don't watch the show either, but she's got a story that is going to make you shake your head in disgust. And then I will have a great new batch of knuckleheads in the news for you.
Meet me.
But first, let's go to Tim and check the roads.
That was a surprise. When was the last time anybody thanked you for punishing them with the music?
That's true.
Kind of like Animal House. Thank you, sir.
May have another. Yeah.
Hey, if you're traveling on westbound 40, it's the usual slowdown. Science Center, McCausland, Ballas out through Mason. We're heavy from, looks like a little west of Boone's Crossing to the Boone Bridge. On northbound 170, slow from 70 up through Airport Road. Westbound 70, you're heavy from the Blanchet Bridge to about Highway 94 before things really open up. Eastbound 270, getting much better. It's just busy between McDonald and New Flores. And southbound 270, you had heavy traffic Page all the way down through Doherty Ferry, and on northbound 270, just a little bit north of Olive, you had an accident that had the left lane blocked. This traffic report is brought to you by Enjoy. Friends don't let friends smoke, so give your friends the only electronic cigarette worth switching to, the Enjoy King. Enjoy Kings, cigarettes, you've met your match. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Laurie Heisey from Heisey Advisory Group. There have been a fair share of changes on Wall Street and in Washington, and if you're like most people and want to know how they affect you, call us at 314-909-1116. We know no one likes surprises, so we'll take the time to let you know how these changes could affect your retirement future and offer you the very best personalized attention possible. We believe it is our responsibility to thoroughly understand your goals and dreams, leveraging our knowledge and experience to help you realize them. So call us now at 314-909-1116. Our team will give you a complete review and take a strategic view of your retirement nest egg. We might not be able to change the world around us, but we can help you take control of your financial future. Call us today at 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116. At Heisey Advisory Group, you'll get a simple path toward financial security.
Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-400-4216. That's 1-800-400-4216. 1-800-400-4216. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
The great outdoors awaits you
at the 39th Annual RV and Camper Show
this Friday through Sunday at the Belle Claire Fairgrounds in Belleville. The RV and Camper Show will have over 200,000 square feet of RVs, campers, motorhomes, fifth wheels, travel trailers, pop-ups, camping resorts, and the newest camping technology. Dealers will have special discount savings and special low financing. So if you want to save a lot of money, then head to the RV and Camper Show at the Belle Claire Fairgrounds in Belleville. Show hours are Friday 3 to 8 p.m., Saturday 10 to 8, and Sunday 10 to 4. Adults are only $6, and children under 12 are free with paid adult. Parking is free too. Don't miss the 39th Annual RV and Camper Show this Friday through Sunday at the Belle Claire Fairgrounds in Belleville. Call 618-233-0052 or go to bcfairgrounds.net.
Do you have opioid-induced constipation? MedX Healthcare Research is conducting a research study for people with constipation caused by a strong pain medication such as an opiate or narcotic. All qualified participants in the study will receive the study medication, plus all study-related care and procedures at no cost. Compensation for participation may be available. If you have constipation caused by pain medication and are interested in learning more about this study, please call 866-713-5355. That number again is 866-713-5355 or visit us online at medxhealth.net.
Hey, St. Louis, this is TJ Oshie. If you're looking for a Chevrolet car, truck, or SUV, the dealership with the best selection and lowest prices in St. Louis is Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Check out my buddy Johnny Londoff 24/7 at Londoff.com or find him on Facebook.
Stop into your local Chevy dealer to check out the 2014 Silverado, Cruze, Malibu, or Equinox and take advantage of President's Day cash today.
K Bova Realty, family owned, big enough to provide excellent service, small enough to care. Find K at www.sellingstlewis.com.
This is the Big 550 KTRS, the Wednesday edition of the large morning show in the afternoon. I am Paul Harris, Frank and the gang still on, and so is Mike Evans for that matter. He's part of the gang, although we're on separate vacations this week. It means that I'm left behind here to get to play for 3 hours every afternoon. And to fill in for Mike Evans, once again, I've called upon Kate Meehan from CelebDirtyLaundry.com to join me. Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
So we have a few things I want to talk about today, but one of the stories that I saw on your site that really caught my eye is one of these Real Housewives stories. And I got to admit, I've never watched a Real Housewives of anywhere. It's just not my kind of show. But you have a story today about one of them ripping people off for charity that I think is a great story. So share it with my listeners.
Well, you know, The Real Housewives of Atlanta, they're on Bravo, and they've had some serious issues lately. One of the housewives, Paige Parks, her husband was recently arrested for all kinds of scheming and identity theft, and he's not the brightest bulb, so there's a lot of rumor and insinuation that she's probably connected to it. She's an attorney. She knows how to sidestep laws. It kind of makes sense. So, you know, we're sort of waiting to hear that Phaedra's been pulled into that. But in the meantime, Kendra Moore is the chick that everybody kind of hates. She's irritating and she's annoying, and she doesn't always clue people into what's going on. So what had happened is she hosted a masquerade ball, and she was supposedly throwing this thing in honor of her fellow housewife, Nene Leakes, and all the money and proceeds were going to go to a charity called Saving Our Daughters, which is to benefit younger black teen girls that are up and coming and that need a little extra help and guidance. So it sounded like, you know, the idea was a good thing and her motives were good. And the episode aired last weekend. And first of all, Nene had no idea that this thing was being thrown in her honor whatsoever. She just kind of decided at the last minute to show up. And so when Kenya threw everything to her, Nene was like, I don't know anything about this and I don't really do much with this charity, and shot the whole notion down. So it kind of left people wondering what the real deal was. And Nene was ticked because she felt like Kenya had pulled people in using her name. And you know, Nene is much more popular. She's done some sitcoms. She's been on Glee. If anyone knows who any of these housewives are, it would be Nene Leakes. So, you know, she wasn't too thrilled about it. But after the episode aired, the Saving Our Daughters organization actually penned a letter that they sent to Media Takeout. And in this thing, it says, you know, they just did not like how they were portrayed on the show. And they didn't like the fact that Nene had no clue what was going on, because apparently she has in the past worked with the charity a lot and done a lot of good for them and raised thousands of dollars for them. So had they any clue that this whole evening was supposed to be in her honor, they would have actually been there to toast her and, you know, kind of praise her a bit because she's done good work for them. They also tipped everybody off to the fact that while Kenya said thousands of dollars were raised and everything went to this organization, they've never received the check.
Oh,
ever.
Yeah.
Not a dime. Not a dime. So it leads you to wonder where those thousands of dollars actually went to. And it's infuriating because we see this so often. A lot of these kind of pseudo-celebs create evenings and events to raise money for some random charity, and then after the fact you hear about how they never got the money. You don't know where it actually went to. The charity will speak out and say, hey, we knew nothing about this. And basically what they've done is kind of lined their own pockets, and it looks like Kenya's about to get caught because the organization is speaking up, which if the organization speaks up and says that it looks like there was a misappropriation of funds, then the police kind of are called into it, and it could get really messy and really ugly for her as well. And, you know, obviously she thinks she's part of Atlanta's elite, but now I'm sure they're wondering where their money actually went to for this evening.
Wow. You know, Atlanta had a snow job a couple of weeks ago because of the weather, but this is a pretty good one here. And it's got to get criminal. I mean, if she promised that she was raising money for a charity and then kept the money herself, that's fraud.
Exactly. It's fraud. It's misappropriation of funds. It's, and I'm sure there's, you know, there's felonies in there, and I'm sure there's, like any other felony, there's always a host of misdemeanors that are attached to it and other charges that can be filed in conjunction with. So, yeah, there could be some serious, serious ramifications to this.
You know, it would be one thing if this were not televised. If somebody came up with the idea, okay, I'm going to throw a charity event for a celebrity who doesn't really know what's going on and might show up or might not show up, but I'm not going to really fill them in, and it won't be for their charity. It'll be for some other charity, but I'm not even going to tell that charity what it is, and in the end, I'm just going to pocket all the money and get out of town. That would not be a horrible plot. I mean, it's criminal and morally indefensible, but, I mean, in terms of being clever about coming up with something, okay, you do that, and then you get out of town, and you ripped people off. You're a scumbag, but at least you did that. The difference between that and what she did is this was televised. This was on the Real Housewives of Atlanta TV show.
Exactly. So I'm going to commit a couple felonies. I'm not going to connect my dots appropriately. And then I'm going to make sure that there's slam dunk proof of what I've just done. Perfect. Still, beautiful plan.
That's even stupider than I thought the Real Housewives were.
See? No. There is no end to the depth of the stupidity pool.
All right. What else is on your list of stuff today? You've got something about Philip Seymour Hoffman. What's that?
You know, there are some details coming out about his wishes that were connected to his will. And we're learning today that he really, his first will was, I guess, drafted back in 2004, which is when he just had one son with Mimi O'Donnell. And at that point in time, he laid out very specific things for if something should happen to him, where, you know, he wanted his boy to be raised in a bigger city, basically, so that he had, he was able to benefit from the things and just all the different things that a big city has to offer within, like, the arts and entertainment and just all kinds of culture type things. However, he did not want him to be raised in L.A. And so it was like, you know, New York would be good, Chicago would be a good backup. He made it very clear that he did not want his son to be anywhere near the L.A. culture and all the vices and trappings that go with that, which is, you know, it's something that people are talking about today because it makes you think. He knew when he was out in L.A. in his late teens and early 20s coming up in this business with money in his pocket and, you know, he had accessibility to all sorts of things, what it did to him. And we know that by 22 he was in rehab and, you know, basically then went cold turkey for a number of years. So it was clear that even from the jump, he didn't want his son to end up anywhere near to walking the same path. And it seems like his feeling was that if he could keep him out of L.A. and put him in a city where, you know, he still had access to the good things, it would benefit him, but it would also sort of protect him.
Now, that stuff that he wrote in his will, that's not binding on anybody, is? I mean, is it? I mean, isn't that just him expressing his desires and hopes for whoever it is who's going to raise his child, which I guess would be Mimi, who's the mother of this boy and their other kids? But it's not binding, is it?
I don't think it was particularly binding, and that is because so much time has passed, and also there's an argument to be made where they've had two other children, and he never updated the wishes. So, you know, even if it was clearly spelled out because they had two other children together, there could be an argument to be had in a court where if she wanted to move them to the middle of nowhere for a peaceful life, she probably would have a leg to stand on because, you know, he never changed it and he never laid out the same thing for his other two kids. So clearly his thoughts could have shifted as well. You know, for all we know, they had a plan to have a family ranch in the middle of nowhere to raise the kids, you know, after his last round of movies was through. We don't know.
Right.
However, you know, it was clearly important to him to keep, I'm sure, all three of his kids as far from Hollywood as possible while still giving them the kind of life that was enriching them in the ways that he saw fit.
I can see if he wrote in there, okay, I have this amount of money, and I'm going to leave it to the mother of my children on the condition that she not raise them in Hollywood. Well, now you've got a monetary thing, and that could be binding, but then how long does that last? And I'm not an estate lawyer, so I don't know what the answer to that is, but it's interesting that he expressed desires to try to keep his kid or kids away from the kind of places that got him in trouble.
Right. And, you know, in the last week or so, too, we've seen all kinds of things coming out where, you know, according to his own little tiny diaries, you know, he was having an affair and he was torn between women. And I think some of the news media junkets, they picked it up and then they kind of dropped the story. And it was horrific because, you know, these kids are now old enough to hop online, you know, to go to their own Instagram, to have to go through maybe a Yahoo or a Google homepage to get to their games that they play. And it was horrific to see that they could be running into these kinds of stories, you know, after the fact. And it was just, it seemed like it was a step that people were taking to put news out there that didn't need to be aired and made public. And when this came out today, it just showed that, you know, he had his vices and he obviously had his issues, but we've always heard that he was a good father and that he was very protective of the kids and trying to give them as normal a life as possible. And so to offset some of the crap that came out maybe 3 or 4 days ago, this again speaks to the fact that he was thinking ahead of how to protect them, not just when they were 2 or 3 or 4, but maybe when they were 18 or 19 with a little too much cash in their pocket.
I agree with you 100%, Kate, that this stuff should never have gotten out there. Any person, man or woman, the stuff that they wrote privately to themselves, I assume he kept these journals in his apartment. It must have been the police that went in there and looked at these journals, and then what did they do, just hand them off to the media?
Well, exactly. I mean, that's just it. A lot of times in these cases, you hear something, and there's no way that this tidbit could have leaked out if it didn't come from a police source, if it didn't come from somebody that had access to that apartment or that home, because you and I would never get through the door to get near anything. You know, that is blocked off, and that is, you know, there's caution tape galore. You're not getting through there. So unfortunately, tidbits like this, when true, and it was detailed, you know, the kind of book that he was writing, and everything was so detailed, it came from somebody on the inside. And that's just a shame, because, you know, chances are the people on the inside were old enough to have kids, were old enough to connect with having a family or having a wife, or, you know, maybe what that kind of loss would do to somebody in their life. You know, so it's just, it's a shame when that stuff leaks out. And it's the kind of journalism that we hate to see. I mean, you know, you have some people that are going to go after it and go gunning for it, but the majority of us hate when that happens, especially when the kids, they could be totally affected. You know, days after the fact, I'm sure their mother, their the people close to them probably thought it was maybe a little safer to let them back online. They didn't need to have that kind of flare-up.
What a violation of privacy. And when you talk about an insider, it had to be a police officer, some detectives,
right,
who got this stuff and then decided, well, the public should see that. It's nobody's business.
Absolutely. It's nobody's business. It didn't matter what he was doing. You know, at that point, they were apart for whatever reason. It was their business. It had nothing to do with, directly to do with his death. I'm sure whatever conditions were between them, I'm sure at this point in time, it's the furthest thing from her mind, because it's irrelevant, because we all knew, you know, from what we were told, she put him out because she hoped it would be a wake-up call so that he would get it together. Who did what to whom and when and where, I'm sure all went out the window the minute she got that phone call that he was gone. It didn't matter anymore. What mattered now is the loss and taking care of the kids.
Great points, Kate. Great stuff today. Thanks. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Thank you.
Kate Meehan from CelebDirtyLaundry.com here on the Big 550 KTRS. And that's the news. It means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads. In the news, we begin in Siberia, Russia, where two men in a party decided to have an arm wrestling tournament. A two-man tournament. Yes, they'd been drinking. And yes, they came up with an odd rule. The loser had to cut off his ear. His own ear. So they had their first match, and the loser then challenged the winner to a rematch. And he won. So now they were tied up, and they argued. And they finally agreed to call the match a draw. So you'd think all the ears would be safe. No, you'd be wrong. They each severed their left ears. Authorities only found out about the incident after the two men showed up at a hospital with their respective ear injuries. How much vodka did these guys have? Police haven't even decided yet if self-mutilation counts as a crime, so it's unclear if these guys are going to face charges. In Santa Fe, New Mexico, Jennifer McCarthy, no, not the anti-vaxxer, Jenny McCarthy, Jennifer McCarthy and her boyfriend had an argument about aliens in which he told her she was crazy. Well, maybe it is the same Jenny McCarthy, come to think of it. Seemed like things had calmed down a little while later when she came out of a bedroom wearing lingerie and began performing, oh, let's just call it a sex act on him. That's when she pulled a handgun from her genital area and pointed it at her boyfriend's head and said, "Who's crazy now, you or me?" According to a police statement, the boyfriend took the gun away from her because he was afraid she was going to pull the trigger and then try to get rid of it, throwing it in the toilet. Eventually, he threw it in a trash can outdoors where a deputy later found it. She was busted. In Lake de Flambeau, Wisconsin, it was minus 23 degrees one day last month, and a woman couldn't start her 2007 Dodge Caravan. So she removed the battery and warmed it up inside and reinstalled it. I guess you need to know how to do that if you live in Wisconsin. But the caravan still wouldn't start. So she went to plan B. She shoved a mound of hot coals under the van and lit them on fire, hoping to warm up the engine. That worked a little too well. The undercarriage and the front bumper caught on fire, caused $1,000 worth of damage. Here's the best part of this story. The police chief of Lac de Flambeau, Robert Brandenburg, said, "Oh yeah, I've done the charcoal thing. Never had a problem with it." But does not advise others to try it. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today. I'll have a brand new batch tomorrow, in addition to a new round of the Harris Challenge and lots of your phone calls. Join me tomorrow, 3 to 6, here on the Big 550 KTRS, and check me out on Twitter, at Paul Harris Show. Sandy Miller's coming up next with the Fox 2 News at 6 here on the Big 550 KTRS. First, we go back to the roads. Here's Tim.
Well, things are winding down pretty well. We still have some heavy volume, though. Southbound 170, stop and go south of Olive through Highway 40. Westbound 40, Kings Highway, McCausland, Spady through Mason, long road to the Boone Bridge. You're also going to find it a bit heavy from Highway 94 to almost Winghaven. On eastbound 40, heavier traffic now between Maryville Center and Mason, and then stop and go McKnight to Big Bend. Westbound 44, the only slowdown I see is between Mirage to a little bit west of Bowles. Southbound 270, heavy Clayton Road overpass through Doherty Ferry and again Tesson Ferry through 55. And eastbound 270, still running slow between Lindbergh and New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Advil Congestion Relief. Advil Congestion Relief, the only cold medicine that delivers a 1-2 punch at pain and sinus pressure with Advil Plus, a proven nasal decongestant in a single pill. Use as directed. Find it at Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
You need a website. Why not do it yourself? You know your business. With Wix.com, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. With Wix.com, you don't need to be a programmer. Just use the intuitive drag-and-drop website builder. There's no limit to how creative you can be. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Create your own stunning website today. Go to Wix.com. It's easy and free.
Have you paid for an appraisal up front only to be turned down because your house didn't appraise out? At Golden Oak Lending, we take the risk for you. This is Bob Ellman. If your loan doesn't close, you don't pay anything, including the appraisal. Check out our A-plus rating with the BBB. We've been right here for 14 years in St. Louis. Why would you refinance with anyone else?
Home values have been steadily increasing, and with today's mortgage rates in the threes, you can refinance to a lower monthly payment or get cash out to pay off credit cards. Our licensed loan officers are trained to find you the best mortgage plan for your situation, and you pay nothing out of pocket.
Apply today. If your loan doesn't close, pay nothing for the appraisal.
Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
Rates are down to 3.375 fixed. 15-year APR, 3.807. NMLS 1149-37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
St. Patrick's Center and KTRS say thank you to everyone who helped out with the world's largest sports trivia championship. Now, there's another way to help. In the month of March, St. Patrick's Center is teaming up with Schnucks for the Pot of Gold March 14th and 15th. Donate cash or change at participating Schnucks stores on March 14th and 15th and help build permanent positive change for St. Patrick's Center clients. Look for volunteer leprechauns and the Pot of Gold rainbow kettles on March 14th and 15th at participating Schnucks. For more information, stpatrickcenter.org.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Baldwin, Arnold, Town and Country, and the World.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, look
you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dear.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Thursday morning on McGraw Live, a huge hole swallowed a lot of beautiful cars. We'll talk to the National Corvette Museum for the story. ABC's Jim Ryan is still in Sochi. Was Team USA a winner on the ice? We'll have all the details. Our monthly small business segment with Jennifer Williams and attorney Scott Sherman, both in studio. Watch it all on KTRS.com or listen on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
While she has not been positively identified, we have a high degree of confidence that it is our victim, Haley Owens.
Heartbreak in southwest Missouri. The body of an abducted 10-year-old girl found in the home of the suspect.
I guess the man grabbed her and pulled her in the truck and sped off really fast. So I got in my car and try to chase him.
Tonight, the efforts witnesses made to save her and what we know about the suspect. Plus, the family of a Kirkwood man hit and killed on Kirkwood Road making a plea for help. The increased reward now being offered for the right information. A vice presidential visit to the Metro East, the growing businesses that attracted him to our area.
It's tragic, it's horrific. And 30 plus years of law enforcement, I've dealt with a lot of things. No, I cannot specifically point to a case like this. An abduction of a young child by a stranger, and then the tragic ending? No.
Unspeakable.